Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have Carolyn Servet, director of the Island Institute, and also writer in residence, poet Sierra Golden. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
So, Sierra, this is not your first time in Sitka.
No, I have spent several years fishing around Sitka. We don't always spend a lot of time here, but I like coming to Sitka when I get a chance.
Is this your first time here just being a poet?
It is my first time just being a poet or a writer or a member of the community, and it's been a lot of fun to meet sort of the other side of Sitka that's not fishermen.
There is diversity here in Sitka. And you've been here for 3 weeks working on poems, a book of poems.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on a book of poems that's mostly set in Southeast Alaska, and trying to finish that up. I'm probably, hopefully halfway or three quarters of the way through it, but it keeps changing. Poems get put in the book and then they get taken out. And so it's kind of an ongoing project.
And how long have you been calling yourself a poet?
I've been writing probably for 5 or 6 or 7 years seriously, and I probably called myself a poet for 3 or 4 years, maybe.
And what was the first subject matter that appealed to you that you wanted to put down on paper?
Actually, fishing. That was really the first thing that I felt passionate about, and other people around me were also really encouraging me to focus on and to pursue.
That's interesting. So it was your work experience that sort of inspired you.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember the first poem that I took to a workshop and was encouraged to pursue was something I had started on the back deck of my dad's fishing boat, which is funny because now I don't do any writing when I'm on the boat. But at the time, that's sort of what inspired me to keep writing.
Does your dad appreciate that you're all business, or can he see a difference that the artist is latent now?
Well, I think it's funny. I think my dad and my mom they know that I write a lot and that I've done a lot of training as an artist and I'm traveling around as an artist, but they don't actually see me reading in front of people very often or writing. And so I think sometimes they forget that that's there.
Oh my goodness. This is a whole nother interview of how our parents perceive us.
Yeah.
They don't often perceive us as professionals.
Exactly.
As family members. But speaking of poetry of work, you have a very interesting workshop coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I'm teaching a 3-day workshop that I'm really excited about, and I hope some people will sign up for. I think what we are going to do is on Friday, we're going to talk about the poetry of work and kind of introduce people to it and talk about how some established writers integrate work into their poetry. And then on Saturday, we're going to join the Sheldon Jackson work party in the morning for half a day. And kind of try and find some of the rhythms and images in physical work. And then on Sunday, we'll have some time to talk about each other's writing. And there will be some writing exercises along the way to help people get inspired.
That's right. And did you pitch this idea to the Island Institute?
I did. It was something that I was really interested in. As a reader and as a writer, while I was in grad school, I was realizing how important to me, the combination of going to school in the fall and the winter and the spring and then fishing the summer, how important that combination was for me and how much I wished other people could experience some of that. And so I was trying to think of ways to encourage people to enjoy sort of physical labor and the act of writing, two things that don't always go together.
Carolyn, how did you feel when you first heard this idea? Were you like, the Island Institute office is now located on the Sheldon Jackson campus.
Yeah, we're over there now, and it felt like a natural to me because, I mean, I knew about the work parties, and I thought, well, that's easy. Sierra pitched it as a community service, you know, something involved with community service. I thought, there it is. That's simple. And she spent last Saturday at Allen Auditorium working and fell in love with the building as soon as she walked in the door, I think. And so I think it's a great idea. And I'm quite interested in this whole genre of work poetry. And there's more of it out there than I think people realize. And people write about all kinds of aspects of work, whether it's this kind of physical labor or nursing or, I don't know, whatever, logging, writing, teaching. Anyway, it gives people a way to write about what this part of their lives they spend so much time doing, and then often, you know, try to leave it behind. But instead of leaving it behind, this integrates it into a really creative form of expression. So there's no reason to scorn your work, you know. It's something that we spend a lot of time doing.
And just listening to you, I'm wondering why we don't talk more about work. I mean, we complain about work. I mean, that's actually recreation for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But to actually, you know, put it into prose is, it might be challenging for some folks. Do you have a Sierra, do you have a poem that you could read for us?
Yeah, I have a short poem that's about working on the boat, and it's called All Day Fishing, Cleaning Salmon. This is the moment you have to yourself. Slip of your knife from anus to chin, the fleshy noise a spoon makes as it scrapes kidney off the spine, your red hand splattered with guts, row, scales and blood stuck in the hair you brush from your face. No, this is the moment you share with the fish, one wide eye to another, one hungry stomach to another.
That is so wonderfully visual. And I've never done that. I could sort of go through the motions of what that would be like.
Yeah, and actually I cheated a little bit maybe with this poem because I probably haven't cleaned as many fish as a troller. In fact, I know I haven't. Working on a seiner, we tend not to clean the fish, but I've done it a lot for personal use, and it to me it's a really special moment.
That's amazing. How did you know to? I mean, you were writing about work. You're supposed to, you know, write about what you know.
Mm-hmm.
How did you discover other writers that sort of work in this?
Lots of reading and also some good guidance from teachers along the way. I had three professors, poetry professors, who have really helped me: Todd Marshall, Dorianne Locks, and Joe Millar and John Balaban. I take that back. That's four, and they are all wonderful poets themselves, but they also love to teach and kind of guide their students into push them in new directions, but then also help them follow the paths that they're already on. And they've always recommended kind of poets to me that not always are writing about work, but part of the time are.
I feel like my eyes are opened. I don't know why we're not all writing about work. And do you tend to want to put down positive experiences or negative experiences?
Both. I think it's really important, you know, to celebrate what you're doing and find some value in what you're doing. But quite a few of my fishing poems also really delve into some of the problems there are with fishing. I mean, I love to fish. It's such a wonderful work. But there are also environmental issues with it, and there are gender issues with it. And I think those need to come to the surface, too. It wouldn't be a fair look at it if you didn't look at both sides of it.
It seems like writing about work is endless material.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the work, a poetry of work workshop with Sierra Golden is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 22nd through the 24th. There is a registration fee?
There is. It's $30 just for all the 3 days for adults and $20 for students, high school or college students. And just to be clear, too, those are small sections of each day. It's not as though you're spending all day Saturday and all day Sunday and all day Friday at this. It's a session Friday evening and Saturday morning and then Sunday afternoon.
It's not a brutal work camp. And everyone can find out if there was a positive or negative experience. And beginning and experienced poets, welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Love to bring people into the poetry fold. Once you start, you won't stop.
Well, that is good inspiration. And Carolyn, what's coming up with the Island Institute?
Well, at the end of Sierra's residency, we have another person coming. Cedar Marie is her name. And interestingly, she is doing research on women in commercial fisheries. and focusing on Sitka. So the two of them, Sierra and Cedar, will be doing a reading together on March 31st at 4 in the afternoon. So it's a nice chance to say goodbye to Sierra and say hello to Cedar and have the two overlap for one who fishes and one who's writing about women fishing. It'll be interesting to have that convergence.
It's a nice compliment.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Carolyn Servid and Sierra Golden. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.